So, brain training. How about this one? And I'm sure some of you thought about this when we first brought it up and we asked that question, what we can do to, I listed some already, but then I asked you to tell me, what else can we do to improve our ability to concentrate? Of course, you are listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., and I am your loyal host who's asking these questions. What can we do is the question being asked now to improve our ability to concentrate. How about taking steps to enhance our overall well-being? Taking a look at what kinds of physical activity we engage in. Thinking about our dietary or nutritional choices. Thinking about our weight. All of these are factors that can contribute to how well we function and our concentration levels. For example, would you recommend, here's your pop quiz for today. Would you recommend, in order to improve concentration, and that's the focus, would you recommend eating breakfast or skipping breakfast? In order to improve concentration, would you recommend eating breakfast or skipping breakfast? And then give us the why. If you recommend skipping breakfast, tell us how that would improve concentration. If you recommend eating breakfast, tell us how that would improve concentration. So I said, tell us which one and why, maybe which one and how. I do want to know why, but you can answer the why by telling us how. How eating breakfast improves concentration. Or if you, from the other side, the other viewpoint, tell us how skipping breakfast would improve concentration. Actually, what they say is that if you skip breakfast, it is unlikely that by lunchtime you'll be able to perform tasks to the best of your ability. Now, please get that now. It's not just a matter of performing the tasks. It is a matter of performing the tasks to the best of your ability. So why would they say, so in order to improve concentration, you need to eat breakfast. Why would skipping breakfast make it harder for you to do something to the best of your ability by the time lunchtime rolls around? Yeah, basically, I'm going to be a little extreme now, but you get the point. And that's the reason I'm going to be a little extreme. Your brain would be functioning on fumes by the time you get to lunchtime. I say that's extreme because you're only talking about, of course, from the last meal you ate before going to bed, right? From that time till lunchtime, your brain will not have received nourishment. And so it really needs calories, healthy calories, to do its work. So it's a good idea to eat breakfast. I know for some people it can be tricky in the sense that we, you know, depending on what time we go to bed, what time we get up, our age, because our age has a lot to do with going to bed and getting up too. And I'm saying that because I know that for some people it's difficult. Teenagers, for example, high school age, say 16, 17. It can be difficult for teenagers because of their age to be getting up at 6:30 in the morning. I mean, just because of where their bodies are at that point in their lives, the way they're wired, it can be difficult for them to get to sleep early, like 9 o'clock. It can be. I'm not saying it will always be that way for every teenager who's 16 or 17. But for many teenagers, it can be difficult to get to sleep at 9 o'clock just because of the way their bodies are made. Now, not for all, because there are teenagers who can easily call it quits around 9 o'clock, 9:30, boom, gone for the day. But for a lot of teenagers, it's difficult to get up, to fall asleep before, say, 11 or 12 o'clock, even when they're working their schedules right. In other words, they're not abusing their bodies by being up on the phone later than they need to be or hanging out with the video games till 12, and their body's ready to go to bed, but they keep pushing to stay up longer because they're enjoying the game so much. I don't mean that. I mean, even when they're taking care of their bodies right and they're willing to go to sleep at a good hour, sometimes can't do it because the body just won't fall asleep. And of course, that means if the body's not ready to fall asleep before 11 o'clock, 11:30, it's going to be hard for the body to be ready to wake up and get going at 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning. As a result, because they're not fully awake yet, they're not fully alert yet, they're not going full speed ahead yet, it can be difficult for teenagers to be ready to eat breakfast at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. And they may not be ready, their bodies may not be truly ready for breakfast until maybe around 9 o'clock, 9:30 in the morning. But of course, they're in class then, and so there may not be any way for them to get any food until lunchtime. So now their body's ready, but they got to wait till 11 o'clock, 11:30, 12 o'clock to eat. And the brain has to do what it has to do on based on the food that it received 14 hours ago, 20 hours ago, 26 hours ago. So if there's a way that you can find to put something in your body, even if it's on the way to the car, on the way to the bus, what have you, something nutritious, even if it's something quick, boom, be ready to go with it. You may even want to consider making some kind of nutritious sandwich the night before, refrigerating it. And that way, when it's time to roll, you don't have to spend time fixing it. It's already ready and waiting for you and just kind of munching on down. Looking after your well-being, staying active, eating concentration-boosting foods can help you improve your concentration. So, what kinds of foods do you want to consider? What kind of foods would you recommend? Think about what we've talked about before on the program. Think about what you've read other places, whether magazines, books, you name it. Things you've heard people talking about, other programs, friends you've heard discussing. What kinds of foods would you recommend specifically for, not exclusively for, but specifically for improving your concentration? All right. How about this one? Walnuts. Yes, walnuts. They can really, really help out with concentration. Give me another one. And this time, I know sometimes we talk about foods and we'll start throwing in beverages. But for now, let's just focus on foods. Walnuts is one. Would you believe avocados? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, avocados can help to enhance cognitive measures, including memory and attention. Walnuts may improve performance on tests for cognitive function, including those that assess information processing speed, memory, and concentration. Yes, information processing speed. Not just the fact that your brain is working, but how fast is it working? Avocados, we mentioned that. You might want to consider eating one a day because it can help improve cognitive function because of an upsurge in lutein levels, get this, in the eye and the brain. Any of you take lutein supplements for your eyes? Lutein levels in the eye and the brain can be increased significantly and significantly enough to help improve cognitive function. Researchers uncovered that eating an avocado each day enhanced measures of cognitive skills, processing speed, memory, and attention. Sometimes I know people want to, you know, find that, shall we say, magical pill that will help us with the brain. And some people have gone out there, you know, buying this kind of supplement and that kind of supplement. I imagine some of them have been helpful, but I know that some people have purchased and consumed some supposedly brain improving supplements, and it messed them up. They were consuming stuff that had not been approved. It's in the UK, it would be the equivalent of America's Food and Drug Administration. And some of these people were consuming some products that were described as packaged as being very, very helpful for brain improvement. And some of them actually had their brains harmed by those products that they'd been consuming. I'm saying that to say again, you may not want to put a lot of time, energy, money into throwing down these extra supplements. You may want to consider something that's just natural. Walnuts, avocados, and here's the third one that I want to share with you. They talk about something that a lot of people like anyway, chocolate. Specifically, the cocoa bean is rich in flavonols, which are compounds that have neuroprotective effects. Cocoa flavonols may help to improve cognitive processing speed, working memory, and attention when ingested for between 5 days and 3 months. All right. We're going to wrap up in just a few. When we come back, it's only going to take us a few more minutes with this focus on focus, improving it, right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.